Welcome to Kingsley Napley's podcast on the topic of the EU Settlement Scheme, the UK Visas and Immigration's published toolkit for employers, and the requirements of the new scheme. The toolkit consists of a number of useful documents which provide details about the rollout of the new digital EU Settlement Scheme application process, the timing of the rollout, and how employees and their family members may qualify under the scheme. This podcast also summarises the content of our recent breakfast briefing when we welcomed to our office Mark Thompson, the Director General of HM Passport Office and UK Visas and Immigration, and his colleague Matthew Porter, who provided a very useful overview of the new EU settlement scheme. The UK Visas and Immigration has confirmed that following the successful first pilot, involving 12 NHS trusts and three universities in the northwest of England, the second phase of the scheme's rollout has been confirmed and will include staff in the higher education, health and social care sectors. The second phase should help to make sure that the EU settlement scheme will operate as effectively as possible when it's fully open. This podcast will provide you with not only a summary of our recent breakfast briefing, but answer some of the questions you may be asking in respect to the new online application process, the requirements of the scheme, how the online application will work, the documents required to support the application, and importantly, how long the process will take. I would now like to welcome here Felicity Wolfe, an associate in our business immigration team at Kingsley Napley. So Felicity, could you explain the requirements of the new scheme, please?
Yes, Gillian. So EU nationals and their family members will need to make an application for settled or pre-settled status under our national law. We need to consider two groups: those who have been resident in the UK for at least 5 years and those who have been resident for less than 5 years. If we take the first group, EU citizens and their family members will need to demonstrate that they have lived lawfully and continuously in the UK for 5 years to qualify for settled status. The second group will be those with less than 5 years who will be granted pre-settled status until they accumulate their 5 years, at which point they can then apply for the settled status. Now, we understand that once the pre-settled status has been awarded, the EU national will be given 5 years leave to remain in the UK. And at the end of the 5 years, and when it's approaching, the EU national will be contacted via phone or email to remind them to convert their status to settled status. If the EU national does not convert their status at the end of the five-year period, they will lose their pre-settled status and their associated rights, and will therefore be subject to future immigration arrangements, which of course are yet to be put in place.
Will the scheme be easy to use?
So we understand the system will be quick and user-friendly, and the UKVI will be looking for reasons to approve and not to refuse. The full scheme will be implemented and open for EU nationals and their family members from the 30th of March 2019, and EU nationals and their family members will need to apply for their settled or pre-settled status by 31st of December 2020. As you've just mentioned, Gillian, earlier this year the UKVI tested the application process on a small number of EU citizens. From this month, they will have significantly expanded the testing phase to include staff in higher education, health and social care sectors, and some vulnerable individuals who are supported by local authorities. We are hoping that the testing phase will iron out any teething issues with the process so that when it is fully rolled out, the process will run smoothly. There will also be additional assistance and services provided for some groups that may require it. For example, there will be translation services. So to apply for the scheme and the status, you will need to confirm three things. Number one, your identity. Number two, your length of residence. And number three, whether you have any criminal convictions. All convictions will need to be declared, but only serious or persistent criminality will actually affect your application. And children under the age of 10 will not need to answer this question.
So, if I were an EU citizen and therefore an applicant, how would I be able to apply for the EU settlement scheme?
So you'd be able to apply for your pre-settled or settled status via an application form online. The application will be able to be completed on a computer, on your phone, or on a tablet.
That's really helpful, thank you. And what documents would I need, if any?
For the application, you will need to have the following information or documents ready. A valid passport or EU nationality card, a recent photo of yourself or the ability to take when using a phone or a camera, your national insurance number, if you have one, and if required, proof of your residence. And finally, a credit or debit card to make a payment. To complete the form and the process, you will need to go through each stage, which as mentioned is going to be simple and straightforward. Confirm how long you've been in the UK, so your residence period, and confirm, as mentioned, your identity. For the identity stage, if you have an Android phone, you can take your photo during the application process. Your photo will then be verified remotely using special software that links to your passport or EU nationality card, and this software will check whether the photo matches the photo on your document. Please note, however, that this process will not work on an iPhone currently. The UKVI are in negotiations with Apple regarding the software, and we are hoping that they will also allow this verification process to work if using the app on an iPhone. If you are using a non-Android phone, a tablet or a computer, you must upload a photo and will then have to send your identity document separately to the UKVI via post. In terms of proving residence, if you have a national insurance number, the UKVI will check your employment and benefits records against the government records to establish your period of residence in the UK, which means most applications won't need any additional documents to prove residence. If the government does not hold enough data to confirm residence, you will, however, need to provide this through documentation, such as P60s, utility bills, bank statements, to show how long you've resided in the UK. You can upload these documents helpfully by taking photos of these or scans, whether using your phone, a tablet or a computer. Now, it's important to note that non-EU citizen family members will also need to provide their biometric data, for example, a digital scan of their fingerprints, but only if they have not already done so for the purposes of applying for a biometric residence permit card under existing EU law. The exact specifics of this process is to be confirmed.
How long will it take to get a decision?
So we understand approval should come through in around 2 weeks, but due to the potential high demand, the processing time could be longer. The UKVI has said that they will aim to return identity and additional documents you may submit as soon as possible.
Could you just explain to me what will happen once the status has been approved?
Yes, of course. So if you are an EU national and your application is successful, you will not get a physical paper document, but proof of your status through an online service. If you are a non-EU national and you do not already have a biometric residence permit card, however, you will get a paper document. The settled status will remain valid unless you leave the UK for a period of more than 5 years. And the status will allow you to continue to live and work in the UK, and you will be eligible for public services such as healthcare and schools, public funds and pensions, and British citizenship if you meet the requirements and want to apply.
Now, this is a very important question for not only employers but also their EU employees. Would the applicant be allowed to apply for settled status from outside the UK?
At present, no. However, the UKVI are considering allowing applications from outside the UK, as this will affect a number of people who are currently overseas on secondments, or companies who are considering sending EU nationals overseas on a temporary basis before the new scheme goes live in March 2019.
How much will it cost to apply for the scheme?
So it will be £65 for adults, and for children under the age of 16, it will be £32.50. It will be free if you already have a permanent residence document, and it will also be free if you are moving from pre-settled status to settled status further down the line.
What can employers do to help their EU employees and their non-EU family members with applying for this new status?
So listening to this podcast is a good start to understand the process and how it works. We at Kingsley Napley regularly update our Brexit and immigration webpages, so we would suggest that you keep an eye on those. We can also provide advice in relation to specific individual circumstances if they are not straightforward, and in particular in relation to whether the EU settlement scheme is the best option at this stage, or whether the current EEA permanent residence route would be the preferable option due to personal circumstances. If EU nationals have children born after they acquired permanent residence, for example, they would be automatically British, and being able to backdate the date they acquired their permanent residence status would support their children's passport applications. The new EU settlement scheme does not provide you with a date that you are deemed to have acquired the settled status, just that you have been granted the status. Whilst employers are not expected to pay for the scheme and there is no obligation for them to communicate the scheme, we would encourage employers to do so. We are on hand to assist employers with this new process, and they could also visit the UKVI website, where there is a helpful employer toolkit which contains an introduction pack, a practical delivery plan, videos to illustrate how the application process will work, and leaflets and posters you could put up in the workplace. Now, Gillian, what about Irish citizens continuing to live and work in the UK, both pre and post-Brexit? Do they need to do anything?
The answer to this question is no. The reason for this is because the Common Travel Area facilitates the principle of free movement for British and Irish citizens between the UK, Ireland, the Channel Islands and the Isle of Man, and the reciprocal enjoyment of rights and entitlements to public services of citizens when in the other's state. The Common Travel Area has its origins in the 1920s and ensures that British and Irish citizens can move freely and reside in these islands. The Common Travel Area is not reliant on membership of the EU, formed before either the UK or Ireland were members, but based on domestic legislation and bilateral arrangements. This means that reciprocal rights for Irish and UK citizens operate separately and alongside those rights afforded to EU nationals. So essentially, the rights of Irish citizens in the UK are rooted in the Ireland Act 1949, but provided for in subsequent legislation and bilateral agreements, as the nature of these rights has evolved over time. This does mean the Common Travel Area arrangements are therefore embedded within our shared history and are central to the UK's and Ireland's social and cultural ties. In addition to this, these arrangements also complement the provisions of the Belfast Good Friday Agreement. The position of Irish citizens in the UK is quite clear. They will have the right to live and work in the United Kingdom under the Common Travel Area.
Gillian, I have one final question for you. So the new EU settlement scheme is based on the draft withdrawal agreement. So what will happen in the event there is no agreement by the 29th of March 2019? Will the new online scheme continue?
The British government has made its position clear, and that is, in the event of a hard Brexit, the rights of EU citizens resident in the UK will be protected. It's likely that the EU settlement scheme will go ahead, even if there is no deal of any kind. But if there isn't a deal, the UK could alter the scheme. For instance, it could remove homeless people and people with minor criminal records. As I've previously mentioned, Theresa May and the Home Office have said that EU citizens already here will be able to stay whatever happens, but they haven't actually said that the EU settlement scheme will go ahead in its current form. The technical notices which the government has published about a no-deal scenario don't include a notice about citizens' rights. If there is no deal of any sort, common sense suggests that the UK will have to allow free movement of EU citizens into the UK to continue for a while for all sorts of reasons. We will need a new immigration system with massively expanded infrastructure, the need to get EU citizens already in the UK through the EU settlement scheme, so the Home Office, employers, landlords, banks, etc. can tell the difference between them and new arrivals, and the need to give businesses time to adapt, which will be critical. There is some suggestion the government would want at least a month or two for this, but in reality they will probably need a lot longer than 1 to 2 months because it will be a massive undertaking and project. So to conclude, the vote in favour of the UK leaving the European Union has created much uncertainty and given rise to a lot of unanswered questions. But we hope this podcast will go some way to explaining how the new EU settlement scheme will operate, the action EU citizens and their non-EU family members must take, and what may happen in the event of a hard Brexit. The Kingsley Napoli Business Immigration Team provide regular client breakfast briefings and workshops on Brexit, including articles and blogs, which provide extremely useful information geared not only towards HR professionals but EU citizens. You can follow us on Twitter at KMBrexitLegal or read our Brexit blogs located at www.kingsleynapoli.co.uk by clicking on Insights and selecting Brexit for the latest commentary, news and updates. Our website will also provide guidance on how to speak or meet with one of our expert Brexit lawyers. This concludes our podcast on the EU settlement scheme, and thank you very much for listening.